Hi there. The word for today is this year, invest what God has given you. In Romans 14, verse 10, reading from the Living Bible, Paul writes, remember, each of us will stand personally before the judgment seat of God. Judgment Day will be characterized by two things, rewards and regrets. Jesus highlighted this in the story of the three servants who were given talents to invest on behalf of their master. The first two invested well and were rewarded, while the third buried his talent in the ground and was judged accordingly. The first two considered their options, crunched the numbers, took the plunge, and were willing to risk failure. As a result, their boss said to them, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Now, let's be clear, God doesn't reward foolishness. So before you make a move, if you're wise, you'll talk it over with him. Proverbs 3:5 says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." This third servant, however, said, Matthew 25, verse 5, "I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground." He made the most common and tragic mistake when it comes to giftedness. He failed to benefit his master with his talent. Now, some invest their talents and give God credit, while others misuse their talents and give him grief. Some honor him with fruit, while others insult him with excuses. And how does God feel about this third servant? Jesus spells it out, Matthew 25, verse 29, reading from the Message. And I quote, "Get rid of this, play it safe. Who won't go out on a limb?" Listen, fear is the opposite of faith. And Hebrews 11 and 6 says, without faith it is impossible to please God. So, this year, step out in faith. God won't let you down. Go ahead, take a risk. He won't fail you. And even if you do stumble on your way to success, he encourages you to envision the day when you'll feel his hand on your shoulder and hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And that's the word for you today.